views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Friday, April 21st, 2023, with Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your
Just
talk radio. 1460 AM radio, we've had to turn down the volume. So if you can't hear us on that, just switch on over to 96.5. I put that on Facebook. We put it everywhere we can. We're running new cables out there. It's going to be, it's an adventure out at the tower. So good morning, everybody. It's 7:06 in the morning, and news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Nathan's at the helm.
Good morning.
Today is Nathan's last day.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Boo-hoo.
No, it is. It's bad. Here's a guy that is so laid back. If there was a flood coming and it was up knee-high, Nathan would go, it's okay. Why don't we just close this door?
And we'll just knee-high.
Just knee-high. Let's just close this door. We're really going to miss you. And, you've been with us for
about a year. Exactly, almost
a year.
Well, thank
you
so much.
It's the story of your life. You come out, do something great for a year, get everybody to really,
a better place.
To really like you and all this, and then you go, it's time to move on.
Move on.
My work here is done.
My work here is done. You're right. You've trained Christine. And you know what? I think it's got something to do with the witness protection.
I wish.
Okay.
I wish I had exciting story.
No, I don't think you would want that, but okay.
Let's do the weather so we can get to our
head of the week.
Of the week. Is he?
Get ready for a fantastic weekend. Mostly sunny with a high today of 80. Overnight lows of 57. Saturday, guys, we haven't had this all year long. 83 on Saturday, and Saturday night, mostly clear skies with overnight lows of 54. Sunday, 82. Is this like, are you thinking about dropping your boat in yet? We're getting there, right? This is probably the biggest garden, I'd say the biggest garden weekend of the year. I bet you the nurseries are going to be packed. Because everybody wants to be outside. And I know for us, we've got to change our bird feeders and our hummingbird food and our hummingbird feeders and just time to clean all that stuff out. Feels like a day to week. Sunday.
I'm
high
so
of
glad.
82. I know you don't want to do that. Overnight lows of 49. I'm just trying to get the power washer for you after 3 months. Monday with a high of 80. Oh. Tuesday with a high of, 86. On Tuesday, here we go with the upswing. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated. They're located in Anderson. Veteran-owned business. Senior and veteran discounts always at 365-3793. And with us this morning is our very own Katrina from Haven Humane, who's brought in the pet of the week. Now, we always post the picture of the pet of the week on our website. Nathan takes the picture in the morning. So good morning, Katrina. And who do we have today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's all say good morning now.
Yes.
You know, his last day, he's rebellious.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a couple of cobwebs.
That's okay. I brought with me Hank. Hank is just a very classic good boy. He is a six-year-old lab mix. Very, very lab, though.
Very lab.
Very, very lab.
No. If there's a mix, it's that little white spot on his paw.
Yeah, it's that 1%.
Hank the Tank.
Really, though, he's a big boy. He's like a black lab, and, yeah, he's 100 pounds, so he's kind of a chunky boy.
Yeah, you could probably take a few pounds off him, but he's 6 years old, and he is a... he's a good guy. He's solid. He looks, it's like, he's, okay. He is the Nathan of labs. it doesn't look like anything's gonna phase this guy. It's like, okay, yeah, this
is life.
I get that
from him.
You get that
from him. You're very, very,
very mellow.
No, he is. He's a really great dog, and I say this a lot of times about our senior dogs, but he would be really good for a first-time dog owner because Hank has lived in a home before, and it's very apparent when we interact with him that he is very well-trained. He's pretty much mastered all the basics. Even though he is very large, he's very, very good on the leash. You wouldn't believe how big he is with how gentle he is when you walk him. He's not the highest energy dog. He is 6 years old, so.
Yeah, so he's not a high energy dog.
Hanging out on the couch. Likes a good daily walk.
Yes, I like to go out for my daily constitution, which is good for people. You need to get out there 30 minutes a day.
Hank.
I call him Hank the Tank.
Hank the Tank. You got me confused. Would be that dog. You get up, Dr. Khan says, get out 30 minutes a day. You and Hank head on down the trail. And he's not going to pull. He's going to walk alongside you. He very discreetly pees on trees. You know.
Exactly. Just a total gentleman.
Yeah. He goes behind the tree to pee.
Yes.
You know, it's just not on everything.
We will be here next Friday. I know Katrina asked, are you guys going to be broadcasting anywhere next week? Because I'm sure some of the other stations, the music stations especially, will be out and about.
Let's not speak too soon because...
We have a bunch of guests coming in studio.
I'm not sure. Yeah,
which is great.
Yeah, we got the director of Chloe April Nights after you. But anyway, so... Hank's available, and because he's a senior, he's free.
Typically with our seniors, they do have, a reduced adoption fee, but we're still doing our spring fling adoption event. So Hank, his fee is fully waived because he's ready to go home today.
Now, Hank's the kind of dog that if you have a, he needs to be walked every day because every animal needs to get out and get exercise. But he looks like he could go with a small yard. You know, not he won't need a huge yard, and like you said, he's kind of happy in the house. But this is a perfect dog to take for a 30-minute walk every day.
He really is. He's a very friendly boy, and as you can tell, he's very comfortable around new people and new situations.
Oh yeah, he goes, yeah, dude, got it.
Comes up and sniffs you.
I love it.
Nathan,
this
is your dog.
He's got a beautiful spirit, and I think that's what you have a tendency to gravitate towards, Katrina, is that you pick out.
You get to pick out
the pet of the week. You pick out animals that come in the studio. You imagine when she's doing her media run, this is not her only stop. She's got to put that dog in and out of the truck all day long. And a dog has to have a special disposition. It's not like you're bringing him in a crate. You're leading him in with a leash. He's got to walk on the carpet. Now, we've had a couple, we've been doing this for a long time. We've had a couple accidents, but very rarely do we have an accident. So that means they are really ready to be able to go home and be able to be on a leash, down the trail, a buddy for summer. How fun to go out and splash and have a protection with a big, beautiful dog at Whiskey Town, like a woman who's like, I'm alone, or maybe roomies, or a couple. You've got to spend time with an animal, though. I just always really, really can't emphasize that enough. Right, Katrina?
Exactly. Now, and he would
first week. I think either you said it or Mark said it on the show. He says, you can... Don't take the dog home for a day and expect it to be a bond. It'll take like a week for the dog to find out, all of the settings, what the rules are. But he says you got to give them a minimum of 1 week.
That's very important to mention. That it's very true that they do need some time because, we'll meet the dog, and, of course, we fall in love with them immediately.
Mm-hmm.
But, it does take the dog some time. And definitely with a lot of our dogs, a lot of them we don't know where they came from, but at some point or another they probably did have an owner that they were bonded to. So it is going to take them some time to bond with a new person.
Well, we could say that with our horse. Our horse was 7 when we got her, and she had had – we are her 6th owner. Imagine the energy input on just like a person, if you had a foster child or somebody like that that was in a different environment in a home. So you've got to create your language. This is what I'm saying. It's an energy thing. You create your own language with that pet. And they're going to start to understand your commands. You can't get mad at them if they poop or pee in the first trimester, if you will.
Exactly.
I mean, you just got to be able to create your bond, and sometimes it happens immediately, and other times there's that energy or the baggage, if you will, from other oh, if I do this, I'm going to get in trouble. Or, oh, exactly. I don't like that, I'm going to get in trouble. Or, if I go through that door, I'm going to get spanked. We don't know what happened before. So, you know what I mean?
That is so true. Yeah. And definitely something to keep in mind. When you are rescuing an animal, that they often do come with that baggage, like you said, and it does take time to adjust in a new area.
Yeah. I just got a chin look. Hank came over.
7:15.
Hank came over. I was looking him in the eyes, and he reached up and he licked my chin. So I licked his nose.
Oh, it's Friday, and we can talk about this all day long because we love our pet.
We gotta let her go.
We love Haven Humane. And Katrina, thanks so much for joining us here on KCNR.
Hank, you just give him a call down there. Hank will be available, I think, unless one of the guys at the other stations snaps him up. He is, because of the spring fling, he is free to a good home. And I think this would be a great first dog, like you said. And you know what? He'd be good around youngsters too. I mean, except, you know, if they're real little, because he is a big boy. And it's not that he would be bad. It would just, he just might run into him.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay. Thank you so much.
Of course. Thank you.
You bet. Okay. We're going to take a break, and, when we come back, hopefully, well, Ken's already been here, so he'll come back. He's the
Thanks
president
so much, Katrina.
Of Cool April Nights. And this portion
There's
of the
show. There's a lot going on today. I think the show and shines begin today downtown. So we're going to give you a list of what's happening because we kick it off today.
This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite, Redding's dish premier local retailer. Doug Tooley's been doing this for over 30 years. He offers the best value, service, and technology for sure. But he's a heck of a businessman. He knows everything about the business, and he's a good guy. It's a veteran-owned business. Don't call the 800 number, my friends. Stay local. Call 530-241-3474. That's 530-241-DISH. B&T Satellite. We'll be right back.
Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Redding Fitness Center would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Redding Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hey there friends, RC from Tobacco and Brew, sharing with you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Foundation Cigar Company, The Tabernacle. A full-bodied smoking experience, this stick was curated with the connoisseur in mind, as well as our value-conscious customer. This ensemble of long filler from Honduras and Nicaragua is swaddled with the sensational Connecticut Broadleaf Wrapper. This smoke is a luxurious gift for any cigar aficionado. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Redding. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Redding. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Redding.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck for you? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals, if it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 37 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCR 96.5.
Cool April night kicks off. I am interrupting you. I can't help it.
I know.
So just go we're with here. Our sponsors.
No. We'll catch them at the end of this one here. Do you have all the information?
I got it.
Here we are. Cool April Nights is kicking off, and who do we have but the show, the April Nights Vice President and Show and Shine Director, Ken Koster.
Ken, good morning.
Good morning. Whoa, is that too loud?
No, he'll adjust it.
Yeah, because we had Katrina before. Katrina's.
She's got no
voice. Yeah. So, but Ken, okay. We know that what you have absolutely put together the Show and Shines.
Lots of them. 27 of them starting tonight at, right down the street, right?
Market Street, 1504. Yeah. That's right down the street.
Right down the street. And,
On the Market Street promenade.
How many cars-ish?
Tonight or total?
I mean, on the Spring Fest car show that begins tonight.
Boy, it depends on how many they can park. I mean, it could be
a lot of cars.
It could be a lot of cars. All the Show and Shines, you know, I'll tell people you could get 20, you could get 500, and a lot of the big ones get 500 cars.
Well, I was out to Benton Air Park a couple years ago.
Was that?
And we were doing remote from there.
Yes, we
and
were.
They just, it just lined up.
Kept coming in.
It just kept coming up in Benton Airfield. I mean, it was row after row after row of cars. I mean, it's totally awesome.
Well, that show is going to be at San Francisco Deli this year, not at Benton Air Park on Friday.
Are they going to park in that big parking lot behind them?
Yeah, I've been trying to get Jack to do that show for a long time.
That's a perfect place.
And O'Reilly's is sponsoring that show, and it's going to be a pre-cruise type show because it's going to be Friday. I think 10 to 2.
I hired two homeless guys to sit down on Hilltop, and they're just sitting there now until next Friday.
Oh, goody.
They're holding our spot there.
Well, how many friends? Two? Because that turned into about 52 now.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Because they invited all their friends.
Yeah, that's true.
Thank you, Carl.
Yeah, and for all the businesses, too, and what they, you know, it's an excitement for them.
Yeah.
But they know that they need to contribute to, you know, Friday and Thursday and Friday of their businesses being, you know, it's all about the cruise. But so many things beforehand. So can you share with us, Ken, what happens when somebody has a car and they come to the car show? What do they have to do in order to be in a Show and Shine?
Just show up at Show and Shines. Now, the big cruise and the big show, you have to register. And pre-registration is closed, but you can register Wednesday. What day is that? The 26th.
The 26th.
Yeah. From 9 to 6, you could still register. Thursday, you could still register. Friday, you could still register. So you could still register.
Now, we have an Auditorium Drive. Now, where you've got the Civic. Where is the Auditorium Drive to do your sign-ups?
Right off of 44.
It's right down there.
At Civic Auditorium.
You're going to do it at Civic Auditorium. Okay.
And then you drive in there, and there'll be all kinds of signs, registration, arrows, everything else. And it'll be fun. You could pick up, if you're already registered, pre-registered, you could pick up your swag bags that same time, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday morning.
Okay. Let's dial it down a little bit, honey. I know you're excited.
I am.
You are.
We all are.
We gotta, well, we gotta be on this mode.
Ken, you're a business, or you were a businessman here in town.
Uh-huh.
You and Perry Crimmins had, Tough Wheels.
Skyway. Absolutely.
And a very successful business, refused to sell it to the Chinese. I just want to say that. Refused.
We did not. And I told them.
Did not put your factory there either, even though it was offered many times.
I flew back there to meet with the board, and I said, you've got to keep it in America.
That's
right. They are still in Baldwin, Mississippi today. So,
that's it. And that was part of the deal.
Yeah, because our Tough Wheels were an icon, and we molded them here since 77 all the way to 2017-18. So it was it's still my passion. I'm still doing stuff.
You're still kind of involved.
I'm still kind of involved. It's our 60th year this year.
Oh, my gosh. Anything with wheels, Ken.
I know.
There you go. So what about your personal, in your personal inventory of cars, because you love and you hang out with people who create and make and fix. What's your favorite? Do you have one? Sex thing, what's your favorite child?
It's gotta be my 69 SS Camaro.
Okay.
And then my 74 Z28 Camaro.
Oh.
And then a Vette, which, I don't know why I bought a Vette, but I thought it was going to be pretty rare, and it is. But I very seldom drive that. I love my Camaros.
Now, tell me about your Vette, because I love the older Vette.
Yeah, it's a C4. It's a Malcolm Connor, and they made 50 of these cars, and I got number 9. So,
well, now, was that a later purchase as you really got into the car world, or how did that come about in your life?
I think I got in the car world when I was like, I don't know. 8 or 10 when my dad bought me a go-kart on the farm, and I'm out there trying to jump the ditches and all that kind of stuff. The engine fell off of it, and my brother and I got baling wire and strapped the engine back on it. Oh, yeah. I always liked cars. My dad, you know, hey, you drive this tractor? Yeah. How to shift it. And so it was just car. My dad had a 56 Chevy, which was the family car.
Oh, are you kidding? The iconic?
Iconic.
The iconic show and shine car.
I remember when he sold it for $75. And he looked.
Not to you.
No. This was a long time ago. And I remember looking at my dad, and he's counting the $75. And the guy's putting on a trailer. And my dad looks at me, and he says, there's a fool born every day. As he's counting his $75. And all the way up until he passed, I said, Dad, who was the fool?
Yeah.
Was it the guy buying the car, or was it you?
Well, see, so, but
who would have known at that time?
Would have known?
You don't.
You don't.
No.
I mean, that 63 Nova, 3 on the stick, or 3 on the column,
3.
Who knows? That, you know what? That could have been no, that would still have been 75. but you're a Camaro guy, too, though.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Yeah. Because we've gone to our friends' homes, and during Show and Shine Week,
well, one of our friends is Rick Goin.
Yes,
Rick
yes.
Goin. And, that's, you know, and what happens is, not only do you have your Show and Shines, then you have, like, people get together, and they have a mini Show and Shine, because their friends show up with those cars.
That's lovely.
And at my house on Wednesday, I got friends coming in, my brother's coming in, and we're having a little get together at my house for a couple of days.
Well, we're Rick and Lori's. There was, like, gosh, 8, maybe 10. Camaros out there.
I was there.
You were there.
Yeah,
I know you were there. And I mean, just beautiful cars. And somebody drove in with a Volkswagen.
Do you know what I love about
Volkswagen? Do you remember that? I think
you know what? If you have a car, I don't care what you drive.
It doesn't matter.
I mean, the most popular car right now is a station wagon, and I've seen Pintos, I've seen everything. So
you know what I love is that for me, it's like when you get a group of musicians together, there becomes a respect because their light comes on in that individual about, oh, look at my drum kit, or look at this guitar string. I always equate everything to music. And that's what happens when you go out and you ask this person, like which happened at the Goins, and you did that, you know, at their house with the 10 cars, is that you start to ask for somebody. Literally, the body and the energy goes, whoop, almost like a plant that's been watered. It just stands up.
I know that
feeling. The light comes on, and
it's
like, yeah, because that's a communication, a beautiful light of a passion. Mm-hmm. I just love that.
Yes.
And one of our listeners just said, I learned to drive in a 56 Chevy. It was turquoise and white.
Ooh.
It was my boyfriend's car.
Oh.
So
mine was, my dad's was blue and white. Same kind of color.
Yeah, same kind of color.
Well, I grew up learning on a three-speed on the column Maverick, Ford 72 Maverick, orange with black checkered interior.
Was it the grabber?
I don't know what it was, but my, you know, I was embarrassed about it.
Not you, but the grabber.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. We're with Ken Koster, who is in charge of all the Show and Shines. And he's only got 26 of them. And,
27.
Okay, I'm sorry, 27. 26 after today. But 27, and the first one's going to be right down the street from the studios. And, you know, we're down here at 1326 Market Street, so it's in the promenade. Just have to step outside of our studios and look to the right. I wonder if they're already showing up.
Could be.
And, all right, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, a local bank. It's local board of directors. It's got them all. There, four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, and one down in Anderson. They've been helping move local dreams forward since the day they opened. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back.
It's a great time to come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and try your luck in the $70,000 Sea-Doo Spring Swipe to Win Drawing. Swipe your River Club card daily to win free slot play, free drawing entries, and other instant prizes. Join us for weekly drawings every Tuesday starting at 7 p.m. Don't miss the final drawing on March 28th and April 25th for your chance to win a brand new Sea-Doo Spark or Sea-Doo Switch. For all the details, download the Wind River app or see windriver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, a hop with the hop. Where the apps are the coolest and the music is the smoothest with the hop. All the cats and chicks can get their kids with the hop. Let's go!
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at btsatellite.com. Shasta County's only DISH Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record-high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, "Our customers are warm friends." We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Right,
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Nathan's at the helm. It's the 21st of April, 7:34 in the morning. And this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. How appropriate. Chips are cracks in your windshield. Nobody does it better than Jeff Wurst over at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. It doesn't take chances with your safety. He fixes it right and guarantees it for the life of the windshield. With all the cars driving around here, a car that you could have bought for $1,800 when it was new is now worth into the tens of thousands of dollars, and all of a sudden it's got a little chip on the windshield. Take it down, Jeff Wurst. You won't even be able to see the chip afterwards. For a free inspection and analysis, go on down to 3208 South Market Street or give them a call at 241-8373. Local business, veteran-owned business, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We're here with Ken Koster, who is heading up all 27 show and shines. And Linda had a good question during the break is, you know, if we wanted to sponsor show and shine, how do we do that?
Get a hold of me, pretty much. You could go on the website and it'll tell you exactly what to do. And okay. it filters to me.
Okay.
And then if it's your first time,
yeah,
I'll come into your place and look at it and say, here's what to expect and blah, blah, blah. I've had even people ask me if, will they be bringing their cars? I didn't know how to answer that. I just didn't know how to answer that, but I said, yes, they'll, or photograph, one of the two.
Yeah.
So I said, it's your show, make it fun. They said, can I have a band? Yes. Can I have this? Can I have that? It's your show.
Can I have a barbecue going out there?
I'll have a barbecue.
It's anything.
I don't normally eat hot dogs, but I'm sure this week I'll eat 14
absolutely.
Hot dogs. And
how do you pace yourself? It's your passion, yeah. But still it's like every day, every night's like going to a concert. How do you pace yourself, Ken?
I don't know. I play a lot of pickleball. I'm in shape.
Yeah. Has that become the new rage?
Well, I played a lot of racquetball since 82. And when COVID hit, our gym shut down. So the owner of our gym says, hey, why don't we paint a pickleball court in the parking lot behind our club? And we did, and we started getting into that. We already had the skills from racquetball, eye-hand coordination, all that. So we got into pickleball. Now
That's it, huh?
I love it.
Okay, so what kind of... Even though I'm sure there's very few of these, but what kind of problems do you run into during show and shine have you had over the years?
I'd say the number one is a car breaking down, and then you've got to help push it or whatever. Like at Colts 45 last year, which they put on a great show, and we park in the outfield, and it's just fun.
Fantastic.
Rick does a great job. He's going to have a band, and he has food, beer, wine, everything.
What night is that?
That is Sunday night, the 23rd. From 7 to 10.
So that's this Sunday.
Yeah, and I help him park cars. And the last thing, I mean, we're trying to get out of there. It was late, and two cars wouldn't start. So Rick's going, I can't keep him in here.
You cannot keep him in there.
No, mm-mm. So we're pushing. I said, it's a four-speed. Let's push and see if we can't get it started.
Right.
So it's not going to start on the grass because the tires just skid. We got it out, pushed it, it started, and we... Bye-bye.
We like that. This is what we like about the engines of those days,
you know,
right?
You've got these little...
Pop the clutch.
These little... They're about the size of your cell phone that they're charges that will kick a car over. I mean, it'll start...
I've got one in every car.
I was going to say that, you know, I would be carrying five of those around. So that's the big thing then. But people are... I think one of the people that put their cars there have such a great time looking at other people's cars.
Absolutely, that's what I do.
Yeah,
and
because you know your own car.
Oh yeah, but they all, even though they don't own a car, they'll come up and they'll say, "Oh man," they'll ask questions. I love the kids; they don't know what a crank on a, to open up a window. They go,
"Yeah, exactly."
What's that?
Right.
And all the questions they ask.
Everybody should learn to drive a stick shift. Everybody.
Linda, my dad told me, "Son, I'm going to get you a car." But it's going to be a four-speed, because if you can drive a four-speed or a three-speed,
right,
you can drive anything. And I
absolutely.
That's what I say to people. And now they don't even make...
Well, I had my Volkswagen with stick shift. My truck was a stick shift. My BMW was a stick shift. I'm trying to think about after that where the stick shift, I didn't have one for a long time. Now I haven't had one. But when we were in Europe, we drove a stick shift. It was 6-speed. And, I had to get my, you have to get your, like, you know, coordination back, you know, with the, you know, the whole thing.
Yeah.
And so Carl was patient with me. I mean, he was just zipping around the back roads of Italy. It was great. And he'd be patient with me because it's been probably 30 years since I actually drove a stick shift. But again, learning how to drive, it's great to have the skills. And this is the cool things that you'll find when you talk to people who have cars here at Cool April Nights. We're thrilled to have you on. Let's talk more about the Show and Shine that kicks off today, which is downtown from 3 to 9, right down on Market Street. And then tomorrow, you've got the Lithia Chevrolet Show and Shine. How about some other events?
New this year is a cornhole event, a cornhole tournament.
Man.
It will be in the Civic. In the Civic, and it's going to be Thursday the 27th from 5 to 10. And it's $80 per team. Register online at coolaprilnights.com. And that's K-O-O-L, April, N-I-T-E-S.com.
You know, we would be remiss without talking about how many donations you make to local organizations here because of Cool April Nights.
A lot. And that's one of our funnest things. After this whole thing is done, we figure out the bottom line, and everything goes to kids' organizations. And being able to cut those checks to kids' organizations. And I don't want to name them because I'll forget somebody and then they'll, why didn't you tell me?
They range from the Boy Scouts to the scholarship program for the Shasta 4x4 diesels. Naval Sea Cadets, who are a great group of young people. Oh man, I saw them the other night. They were just really good.
They're fantastic.
Foster family agencies, Shasta Trinity, ROP school.
Well, we donated quite a bit of money to the Need Camp that got a little burnt down during car, and we bought some beds for them. So that's what we work so hard for. We work all year around, and especially starting in October, I'll start booking shows, and just to have that last day of going through the money and signing those checks and getting us out. It's just fantastic.
It's fantastic. Now, how many people are on the board, or how many people are when you sit down in October and you start to make out the map, how many would you say begin at that particular point? You've got your core group.
Yeah. No, we have 13 board members.
13, okay.
Yeah. And then a lot of volunteers, and thank God we have volunteers. Boy, I'll tell you.
How many volunteers usually?
A couple, 300 maybe a little more.
Yeah. Reading Rodeo, we've got, I don't know, it's over 100 members, but the board of directors, but we have regular meetings that we have more people showing up than you do for our affair, but yours covers so much more ground and everything, and to do this with 13 people is extraordinary. Now, at the Civic, is a special day or a special time at the Civic because there's cars that you select to be there. Is that correct?
No.
Okay.
Well, we have cars that we judge.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And we have like 50 to 100 winners that we select.
Okay.
And different companies select their choice. And it's, I do judging. It's very tough to go through 2,000 cars and figure out which one's going to be the coolest.
Right.
Okay. But all there are cars down there in the Civic. Is that longer happening?
Right.
Inside?
Yes.
Yes, there are. And we choose those.
Yeah.
And this year is the year of the truck.
Oh!
Yeah. So that, there's a couple of local people, and then there's people from Napa and stuff. You'll see some fantastic trucks.
I love
that'll
trucks.
Be worth that.
Yeah.
Well, I love all the cars, and I love the muscle cars from the 70s.
I guess my 2006 F-150 is probably not in the running yet.
And 60 Corvette. Maybe anything.
Yeah, maybe. I've had people ask, "Can I get my car into the? How do I get my car into the Civic?" And I said, "Well, maybe next year. It's a truck thing. It's a truck theme." Well, can I just put it in? No, it's a truck theme. Is it a truck?
Hey,
no.
So how many cars are going to be in this year's, approximately, are going to be in this year's cruise?
It varies probably 1,700 to 2,000.
Wow.
Some people don't cruise, which is fine, but there's going to be a lot because guess what's so nice this week?
The weather.
Yes.
And we're out of COVID.
Yes.
All of those.
So everybody's out and about. Week. People are traveling.
Yeah.
It's just, let's gather.
And that's why last year was such a success. This year, I think it's going to be even
even bigger.
More
we're noticing that in a lot of things that we're associated with. More people showing up.
Yeah.
More things happening because, you know, people are going out with a vengeance.
And gratitude. Yeah. They're just such so happy to be alive and get through the dark times that we notice when we go to fundraisers and we MC that they're saying this is the best year we've ever had. And we're like, wow, we're hearing it across the board. So thank you so much, Ken, for all that you do. We've got more to talk about. And I know that there was a question I had that was really kind of
we may have to turn Ken loose is what I was trying to
say. Oh, dear.
Okay,
he's got places to go, well,
no,
people to see.
No, okay. I have a driver.
Okay.
In golf?
No, a driver that takes you from place to place. I was just curious about that. Like maybe next year you could auction off at something, driving Ken around from show to show and being where you can get in the car and do your phone and all that, but you've got a personal driver.
No, I love taking my Camaros.
Okay.
I've detailed both of them. They're ready to go.
You want to drive up in them. That's it. I like that.
We gotta take
like riding into the arena.
That's it.
Grab a hold, honey.
Giddy up.
Okay, calm down just a little bit here.
Never.
And this portion of the show is brought to you,
Four Winds Jewelry, also located on Hilltop Drive. We've been going to them now for 16, 17 years. They have been a sponsor of our show since we kicked off, going on 14 years. That's Four Winds Jewelry for all of your jewelry needs, as well as the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Give them a call at 222-2750 or go by and see them at 2225 Hilltop Drive.
We'll be right back.
Detroit to St. Louis, a Joplin, Missouri, a Oklahoma City looks so pretty you can see. A Amarillo, a Gallup, New Mexico.
Now's the time to get a great deal on proven Kubota farming equipment. Tractors that are adaptable, versatile, and rated number one in durability and owner experience. Hay tools that are backed by a 2-year warranty. And durable Sidekick utility vehicles and SSV skid steers. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 60 months now through March 31st. Visit KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Goldleaf Nursery is back open and stocked up. Goldleaf Nursery wants to help you grow your own eatable grocery. Begin with the sweet taste of fresh fruit from fruit trees, blueberries, and strawberry plants. And now start preparing your garden. We have a huge selection of vegetable and herb plants, including flavor-filled heirloom varieties you can't find at the store. And we know a thing or two about this because we've been growing veggies since 1975. Spring has sprung, and it's time to add color to your landscape. The nursery is blooming with azaleas, clematis, phlox, candy tuft, perennials, and annuals. So saturate your landscape with color. Add yet another dimension to your landscape with statuary. We just received our new statuary order. Several different bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. Come by and check us out at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road. We're open Tuesday through Saturday.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Hey there, friends. RC from Tobacco and Brew, sharing with you this month's Cigar of the Humidor.
Foundation Cigar Company, The Tabernacle. A full-bodied smoking experience, this stick was curated with the connoisseur in mind, as well as our value-conscious customer. This ensemble of long filler from Honduras and Nicaragua is swaddled with the sensational Connecticut broadleaf wrapper. This smoke is a luxurious gift for any cigar aficionado. Get yours today at Tobacco & Brew, Redding, California.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM. All my friends out there, all of our listeners, if you can't hear 1460, it's because we had to dial down the volume a little bit because it was crushing another station. So you can either turn your volume up or just switch over to the 96.5 FM. Same show, great signal. And until we run the new power line out to the tower. So just do that and you'll be happy. This portion of the show talking about vehicles is brought to us by NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs. They've got it all down there. A very nice couple in this. It's locally owned, locally operated. It's located in Anderson. They have got it all there. I have such a good time when I go down there and do, you know, doing remotes from there. I drive backhoes. I drive little caterpillars around. All of these things. And it's located at 2540 Gateway Drive in Anderson. Give them a call at 530-221-6800. NorCal Tractor and Equipment. Locally owned, locally run. Okay, we're here with Ken Koster, and who is the head of all the show and shines, and he says, can I hide out here for another few minutes? Because the second I walk outside the door, my head explodes.
No, he didn't say that, but kind of close.
He didn't say that.
Close! So yeah. Close.
So many, 26 show and shines. 27.
You 26.
27.
Yeah. 27 show and shines. Yeah. Now, do you get to every one?
I try.
Or do you?
I try. Yeah, I mean, some of them I can't because they overlap, but I try. I try to get there and just say how's it going, answering the questions and blah, blah, blah. So, but,
do you have one of those necky things you wear that just lets you into every one of them?
No.
No? Okay. No.
All right, that's called
Linda,
a laminate.
Linda would have, you know, begged you to have one of those so she could go from show to show to show.
On the website, I'm looking here, you've got a countdown bar on the top. I love that.
Yeah.
A big old countdown, and it says 00 days, 3 hours, 31 minutes, and 6 seconds before it kicks off. Now, really fast, it says at every Cool April Nights week-long event, you'll find miles of classic cars, drive-in, poker walks, show and shines, trophies, food, music, dances, dot, 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 and more fun than two teens in a rumble seat at the drive-in.
Whoa. Does it say that?
Yes, I love the.
You're going to see that out
the
there.
Visual. Two teens and a rumble seat at a drive-in because you think of American Graffiti and the whole innocence. So it's so.
Did you ever
innocent.
Load the back of your car up with your friends?
I'm biting
trunk?
My lip. It depends on which girl, which friend.
Girl, I'm talking about throwing them into the trunk so you can get them in free.
Yeah,
if they're getting in the trunk, I am too. So.
Yeah.
So. I'm sorry.
Okay. What kind of? This is like a train leaving the station. By the way,
I'm blushing.
It has left the station now. There is no stopping it. So.
So in other words, I got to shut up.
No. I'm not talking about us. I'm talking about Cool April Nights. This thing is. In three hours and three minutes. It starts, and it's like, it's like dropping a bomb.
Yeah.
It hit, not a bomb, but, you know, it's like a train leaving the station. Yeah. Once it leaves, I mean, it is gone. You now just have to try and hang on.
Well, you know, we drive our classics all week long, and it's at the end of the day, at the end of the show on Sunday the 30th, I put my classics away and hop in the nice, comfortable new car, truck, because it's just so much comfortable. So much more comfortable.
It is. Well, you drive, okay, you're a Camaro guy, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so what's your favorite Camaro? Yours?
I love the 69. That's a one-year body, mm-hmm. and I love the 69 Camaro. That's why I bought
you
one.
You got it like a 600 cubic inch engine?
No. No, it's the stock.
Just a regular stock in there. And I asked Rick, the good friends of ours, of course, and his, and it stays hidden unless he takes it to another car show.
Yeah,
it stays hidden in his garage, hermetically sealed. Mm-hmm. Oxygen and everything goes into it. It's takes better care of that than anything. The wax job, everything you all do to it. I mean, it is, you don't send it through a, like the Cypress Street car wash, probably.
Oh, no. No. I'm 5-6 hours in my garage, stereo on.
Love it.
And, I'm just in another world and I love to, I detail some of my friends' cars too. I just love it.
That's fantastic.
Just keep that thing just, pristine, and Rick and I will haul our cars to Reno for Hot August Nights, too, and we just have a blast.
And just sit there and talk to people about your cars.
Oh, yeah.
Before we're here with 5 minutes left, at the break you said, I'll stay, we need to highlight a few other things. Can we do that now?
Yeah, we have.
Before we get off on Car of Fantasy.
I just talked to Rhonda. We have Raffle City that goes on all day on Saturday inside the Civic Auditorium on the 29th. From 8 to 4, and she still needs some more items. So if you want to promote your business or whatever, go online on CoolAprilNights.com. You'll see Raffle City. Rhonda will take care of you and add more items to Raffle City.
So do you go in and buy, you got your tickets? Do you buy tickets then, and then $20 worth of tickets and throw them in bags and then maybe get a call or do?
I'm so busy outside, I know, and then whatever's left, she'll do an auction, which is fun, she said.
Yeah. She's always welcome to call in, this week, coming up week, call in and say, just remember, we are open to take a 2-minute soundbite every day for you guys to call in. Now, we got this going on, we got that, okay, today, but, because people are driving to and from work, and they don't, they think they know, but they're hearing something like, oh, that's, I got something to do with the kids.
Do you have any of the show and shines that are like, okay, the show and shine is for this kind of car, or it's just everybody shows up?
It's everybody. And the people that put the show and shines on, I said, just figure it out. If you want a new Camaro or a new Mustang, something trick looking, let them into your show. Just other cars.
Does it cost to enter?
Not the show and shines.
No, but it costs you to go to the show and shines in many, many cases, doesn't it?
No.
Oh, it doesn't?
No, show and shines are usually just free.
I guess there's a couple of them, though, because they serve booze and everything that...
Crown Motors is a good one.
Yeah. And some people will charge you for a hot dog, hamburger, and soda or something.
Right. You can buy food.
Yeah, San Francisco Deli, they're in O'Reilly's. They'll go in and, buy lunch or whatever. That's why I booked them for lunchtime.
Yeah.
And
fantastic.
Yeah. So that'll be good.
We like that because then again, this brings the whole community out. Have to figure out parking. You put your kids in the stroller and you hit a show and shine and just enjoy this whole positive energy.
Yeah. And Kent's has been around forever and they've been a sponsor forever.
Oh, yeah.
And how they get 200 to 300 cars in that parking lot.
I have no idea.
I don't know, but we get there early enough to.
Now, that's Sunday. This Sunday coming up, the April 23rd.
Yeah. We could do a show and shine.
Well,
Stumped both of us.
I know. I'm just trying to think.
Well, no, because really all you need is parking place there and get it on your, get it approved on your list, right? You just need a place to put 150, 200 cars.
There you go.
Well, I was thinking about closing Market Street.
Okay.
We already have Market Street happening today down on the promenade.
Yes, the very first one's going to be down on the,
tonight.
Tonight.
3 hours.
3 hours. It starts in 3 hours. It's going to be on the promenade.
It's 3 o'clock today.
Yeah, it's going to be Viva Downtown, and it's going to be the first one. So,
It's the 6th annual, and we've done it.
I mean, the first one that starts
today.
It kicks it off.
And then it kicks off all the show and shines is Lithia.
And then they go from that to Anderson and then Big League Dreams.
Yeah. Now, Kent's Meats again is from 10 to 2. If you're looking, okay, we're going to hit show to show. Then you go to Wind River, which is 11 to 2. Then Locust Street Auto Show and Shine.
And they're new, and they have a beautiful shop.
It's fantastic.
Okay, we have got to run, but if you go to the website, it's got everyone there.
Yeah, you can copy it or download it and
put it on your phone.
People carry these things in their car, on their phone, and they figure out where they want to go, and a lot of them.
Super.
And finally, like a rough number of how many people, I know we've, okay, just quick number that, how many people come to the Show and Shines from out of state or out of Reading?
I wish we knew that, but a lot of them, I walk around and see their register, and a lot of them are out of state.
And how much money does the Calypso Nights bring into Reading, approximately?
I heard millions. I don't
know. Yeah. Well, if the rodeo brings in $8 million, you all have got to be...
Well, I contacted the hotels. They're full. Yeah. So the weather's going to be fantastic, so get out there and rumble.
All right. Well, hopefully
Ken
we'll
Koster,
get to see you.
Thank you so much, Carl and Linda.
A sniff test on your car.
We're going to break for what's left of the news, and then we have House of Realty.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Biden will veto it. That report from Geffen Coolbaugh. Conservative talk radio host Larry Elder is running for the GOP presidential nomination in 2024. A couple of years ago, he sought to replace the California governor in a failed recall effort. Meanwhile, there's word that President Biden will formally announce his 2024 reelection campaign, possibly next week, maybe on Tuesday. An IRS special agent is seeking whistleblower protection to disclose information about possible mishandling of an investigation into presidential son Hunter Biden. But don't expect any White House comment, says Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
This is something for the Department of Justice, which is independent, and we have been very clear since the campaign that this is something that they need to speak to, and that's why we refer you to the Department of Justice. We are just not going to speak about it from here.
The U.S. is setting a record pace for mass killings this year. Data maintained by the AP, USA Today, and Northeastern University show 88 people have been killed in those killings since the first of the year. More at townhall.com.
People ask me sometimes, Lance, I'm worried about my finances and I feel bad because I shouldn't be worried, right? I realize that inflation is going to be eating up money. I've got to do something to get around this crazy stock market and Biden's spending spree. Gold has, since the beginning of time, been the resource that God's people have relied on. The silver is mine and the gold is mine, is what the prophet Haggai said during a time of great shaking. To protect your retirement, I recommend that you diversify your 401k or IRA right out of paper assets and into physical gold. And the best way to do that is with Gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. I want you to text the words FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 and get a free info kit on Gold IRAs. There's no strings attached to this, so just text FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 and see what I've discovered here about gold and its ability to stabilize your investment and create a storage of wealth for you in unsteady times.
Twitter has started removing blue checks from users who don't pay. The list includes thousands of people, including celebrities, journalists, and prominent politicians such as Hillary Clinton. Correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
The blue check mark helps verify the user's identity to distinguish them from fakes. Since Elon Musk bought Twitter, he's talked about charging for the blue check. After several false starts, Twitter has started removing it from those who aren't paying for it. The cost of keeping the marks range from $8 a month for individual web users to a starting price of $1,000 a month to verify an organization. Since Musk took over, Twitter does not actually verify the individual accounts to ensure they are who they are. Some high-profile users no longer have the blue check, including Beyonce, Pope Francis, and former President Donald Trump. I'm Ed Donahue.
News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston. The U.S. will begin training Ukrainian forces how to use and maintain Abrams tanks in the coming weeks.
The decision comes as defense staff from around Europe and the world are meeting at Ramstein Air Base in Germany in an ongoing effort to coordinate delivery of weapons and other equipment to Ukraine. The goal's been to have the troops trained by the time the refurbished tanks are ready so they can then immediately move to combat. Officials say 31 of the Abrams will arrive at Grafenwehr training area at the end of May. And the troops will begin training a couple of weeks later. The course expected to last 10 weeks. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Supreme Court should announce today whether women's access to an abortion pill will stay unchanged until a legal challenge to its FDA approval is resolved. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on Friday, the 21st of April. 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. Nathan's at the helm on his last official day here at the station.
Well, that's going on.
Yeah, and but you know what? I said official day. And he's told me, he says, yeah, I'll be available, you know, if you need me. So, cool. He's getting a real job.
Well, I love the fact that quickly, we've got people on the line and everything. Yeah. But Nathan, you know, you've been stellar. You've been a stellar person to work with. Very conscientious.
Extremely trustworthy.
A real joy. And we applaud you for taking your degree and, moving on with computers and all the things that you're going to program. I don't know exactly, but anyway. So congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. So let's do the weather quickly. 55 degrees right now. Mostly sunny with a high of 80 and overnight lows of 57. Saturday calls for 83. Saturday night, 54. Sunday, 82. Monday, 80. Tuesday, 86. Wednesday, 87. Thursday, 88. So cool April nights. We're going to be fabulous weather, and we're very excited about it. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned, operated with senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. And on the phone with us this morning is our Friday edition, always with Susan Eastman, who's the first vice president of investments at Stifel. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are starting out in the red. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 35 points, 33,752. The S&P 500 is off 4 points at 4,125. The NASDAQ Composite is losing 50 points at 12,008. The three most actively traded stocks, Tesla up 29 cents, trade at 163.33. AT&T positive 61 cents. At $18.26 per share, Amazon up $2.29 at $106.13. Stocks of local interest, FedEx up $1.38, trading at $2.3076. UPS positive 63 cents, trading at $195.61. Verizon up 11 cents at $37.30. In the bond department, the 10-year treasury note is priced to yield 3.56%. Commodity prices are lower this morning. Gold is down $11 an ounce at $1,983. Silver down 27 cents at $25.08 per ounce. And crude oil is lower to price at $78 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investment, Stifel Nicolaus & Company, member SIPC and NYSE for KCNR.
Thank you, Susan.
Are we going to see you at the Show and Shines?
You know, I'm going to pop out there.
Yeah,
you know,
we saw you at one year. I think it was a crowd. We had a great time.
They're always doing new locations, trying to find new locations. We had Ken on, who does the Show and Shines. Maybe Stifel next year. That might be a really good thing to have. You got a nice parking lot there for people to come.
We do.
Yes.
Just something else on your plate.
Something
to ponder and think about. And Nathan, I wish you the best. Thank you for everything.
Thank you.
Thank you, Susan. Okay. I love her disposition. She's just so.
She's a great person.
Positive.
Susan
and sweet.
Eastman, First Vice President of Investments at Stifel Investments. She's located at 2701 Park Marina Drive. You can reach her at 530-244-7199. She is up on everything. And now, one of my favorite interviews of the month. It just is. And I you know what, even though Bruce brings camera, it's a...
Waiting for that one.
Yeah, well, you know what, Cameron, if I didn't say something, all right, House of Realty, I think you are the plank holder of real estate firms, and the plank holder, of course, is, you know, the guys that are there initially in real estate in this town. And, gosh, what is it, 57?
58 years.
58 years.
Yeah, 65. Whoa. When we opened, yeah.
You know, when you think about that. That is a long time. You were selling. You were looking at land 57 years ago. That was on Hilltop, probably. Oh. That when you started, and you're thinking, I bet there's going to be houses out here.
The prices back then, when I think about that, but then I also remember I was making $1.50 an hour, so
yeah.
It didn't matter much.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
It's about what we make today.
You have a post.
On a good day.
Well, you have a poster out there, Carl, for the Red Bluff Roundup 75th.
No. That's the Reading Rodeo 75th.
What did I just say?
The Roundup.
I mean the Red Bluff. I mean the Reading Rodeo. Excuse me. We're going to the Roundup tonight, but for the Reading Rodeo. And my point is that with the cowboy on the horse and the bucking horse behind it, you see, like, there's no buildings.
There are
no buildings.
The chutes. From the very first rodeo are on our poster there. And, yeah, there is absolutely nothing behind those chutes. It used to be the gravel, not a quarry, but where they dumped all the old gravel and scrap from the building of
the dam.
And when they built it there. So, gosh, y'all have seen the changes.
Well, back in the day, Hilltop was a dirt road. When you think back that far.
I hear people talking about how they used to ride their bicycles down Hilltop, but it wasn't Hilltop.
Yeah,
yeah. I've heard of people back in your day, Dad, shooting jackrabbits out on Hilltop Drive, and it was the dirt road, and then there was the drive-in theater out there.
Skyview.
Skyview, which, I mean, again, all this is before my day, but Dad remembers when the railroad came to town and some of these things that really were, you know, helped the city and really got its founding, so...
He's going to get a timeout.
I was going to say. I thought that railroad came in about the same time they hung those guys.
Yeah, well, that was 1887. Was the railroad? They hung the Ruggles brothers. I think was 18. Yeah, it was later.
That
was later.
Something like that. I thought, gosh, they're still hanging people.
Well, let's just say that for many people, it's really cool to be if you're looking for a realtor. With House of Realty, to know that with the Middleton family, they've been around that many years, but you can, there's something, I think that is, like a peaceful feeling when you know the land, you know the people, and Cameron's the generation that's in the middle, with the planning committee, zoning, all of those things, like, is it PG&E? Is it REU? A lot of things that people are really considering right now with buying pieces of property and or houses. And so I think there's a comfort in that is what I'm trying to say.
Absolutely. Yeah, we were in a meeting yesterday at the city of Reading on the Park Marina, Kutra's property and whatever. So, you know, it actually helps that we know what we're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
know the people and the players of generations.
You've seen, you know, everything grow. Like that. And I can't wait to hear if you can talk about what happened yesterday because the city seems to be making some decisions. And I just don't want to slam the city, but the city seems to be making some decisions, especially out of Parks and Recreation, that's going to have could potentially have huge impacts on things that we hold dear here in our city, but also privately owned land. So let's take a quick break. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. They are on the cutting edge of technology, TAVR valve replacement. I mean, they have a procedure now that you don't even have to leave your home. If you've got congestive heart failure, you can lay on a pillow, and it will send the signal from your heart to your doctor. And if he sees changes, he can change your medication. And this, a month before it gets so bad that you would have to go to the hospital. Think about that. Wow. Think about that. But they have that there at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Okay, we'll be right back. Oh, no. I don't care if Monday's blue, Tuesday's gray, and Wednesday too. Thursday, I don't care about you. It's Friday, I'm
not. Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
If you are 50 years or older, come down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our Senior Day promotion every Wednesday. Check in at the River Club with your River Club card and play your favorite slot machine to receive 5x points from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. While you're in points, you can put your points back on your slot machine for more playtime or redeem your points for dining vouchers, gas vouchers, or a variety of other prizes. For more information, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Attention all hunting enthusiasts. Don't miss the 29th annual banquet for the Redding chapter of the Safari Club International, taking place at 5 p.m. at the Wind River Resort Center on April 29th. This year's event promises to be bigger and better than ever, featuring an exciting auction with amazing prizes such as hunting trips, guns, equipment, and artwork. And that's not all. There'll be games and a drawing for even more chances to win. For more information and to get your tickets, go to sciredding.org. We'll see you there. Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. It is the 21st of April. It's going to be a beautiful week, my friends. You know, stand by. It's going to be getting into the higher 80s also. 8:18 in the morning. And Nathan, who did that? Steppenwolf, right?
That's correct, yeah.
I saw Steppenwolf do that song at Sturgis Motorcycle Rally. At
the what were you doing
Buffalo
there?
Buffalo Chip Campground.
Yes, you were there.
And saw ZZ Top and all. Anyway, we're here with House of Realty, Bruce and Cameron Middleton. You mentioned going to a meeting about Park Marina Drive and the Kuchar's property down there in the city. Is are they going to be working together or?
That was the tone we did get from the city yesterday, and of course the commissioner after recused from all of that stuff. But we did have a good discussion with planning and building staff, and just you know talking about, hey, here's what we're thinking, here's the various projects we'd like to see it. We're working on at various locations along Park Marina, and as the city's doing this Reading Riverfront specific plan, you know, the Kuchar's family wants to get out in front of that and say, hey, here's what we are intending to do with the property. Here's our thoughts.
Yeah, so it can blend.
Yeah, and really, they were very, very receptive. Good. So I think building and planning staff have been, they were very accommodating and said, yeah, well, tell us what you're looking to do and how we can help. And in terms of also keeping projects moving and getting projects put forward rather than waiting until the end of this specific plan process, which could take another couple few years. So we don't want to wait on the redevelopment of Park Marina until that's done and then start reaching out to people. We want to try and be proactive.
Yeah, the day that you can start, you want to start. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and it is private land, but the city does have a big thumb. So, Bruce, we've been really kind of historically low, but low in inventory here for several years.
Yeah, the last couple of years in particular.
Yeah.
I think we got down to about 240 listings at one time.
And it's usually about,
right now should be
at least 1,500.
100, I mean, and we were down to 200.
1,000 to 1,200. Yeah, they were mid threes, but we're at 494 today.
Yeah. Whoa. I've seen it where it was 2,200, so 495 or whatever.
Yeah, I noticed because Linda and I are always, as Cameron knows, a bothered hell out of him. We're always looking for that, you know, that special place where we can put the horses and us and be close to town and all that.
Well, you're Linda says you're second fiddle to the horses. I mean, the horse is primary.
it's not me.
Well, that one had a nice barn that you would have been very comfortable living in.
You know what? Yeah. And right over in the hay area, I felt I could see how I can enclose that and be just my little spot there.
And see, this is what's beautiful about realtors that know their stuff, too, and they do their due diligence because we found a beautiful piece. I mean, this property sung to me, and I thought I could see myself there. I mean, I have there's an energy. And anybody who knows me knows that I have to be besotted. And it doesn't have to be, like, perfect, but if I can see me living there in that environment with the light and the feeling. And we found this piece of property that was just gorgeous, but
perfect.
It was, there's something on it now, but it was in a what?
98-99% in the AE floodplain. Full floodplain.
And so now when I'm looking at property and I see this, it looks that looks really cool, and there's the water. I'm thinking floodplain right then. And a floodplain, it's not just getting flood insurance. It is, Cameron walked us through it, and your knowledge was, first of all, it was super, but, it has a septic system. Well, you know, I can't find that anywhere that it was permitted. So then if you try to get a permit in a floodplain for a septic system, it just starts.
Then the fun starts. Then it really starts. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, and that's it. We stress it all the time how critical due diligence is. And looking at zoning, looking at floodplains, checking those things out. And so many people don't do it. And, you know, we're starting to see more of that where people bought in a hurry here a couple of years ago, a few years ago, and are finding out various problems and issues that because they were in a hurry, they were scrambled to buy. They didn't truly check the property out in every regard prior to purchase.
Good morning, Nick. What you got? Hello, Nick. Nick?
Robert.
Okay, you're on.
Oh, thanks. Hey, you left the specific plan, and I had a question about that. I've got a question for Cameron, but I want to prep it first.
Well, we only got so much time. Quick prep.
When K2 and Turtle Bay wanted to buy the Civic Auditorium and everything, I complained that we needed to be compensated for our property. And they came back with the thought that, you know, what needs to become off the value of the property is the demolition of the Civic Auditorium. I went to a recreation meeting, and Julie Dyer was there, who's in charge of Advance Reading, and she couldn't say enough good about that building. So in my opinion, when they finally do decide we're gonna sell them that property, I'd like to know what that building is worth. It should be that we sell it to them with the value of the building, not taking off what it would cost to demolish it. They buy the building and then they pay for demolishing it. So Cameron, could you find out approximately what that building is worth?
Okay, Nick. Thank you.
Good question, Nick. And yeah, that has come up before. That was a lot of the, how would I put this? When they purchased the downtown parking garage, the old one, and bought those blocks, and for the Block 7 project, it was a similar offer. It was, here's what we had it appraised at, being the buyer, the McConnell Foundation, and then minus, here's the bid we got to demolish it. And, you know, in our business, that's not exactly how it works. And with the Civic, it's a little tough because there's not a lot of comps. I think the closest comp to the Civic would probably be the jail, in terms of size, shape, design, look, everything else. So it's a little difficult to compare. I mean, certainly reconstruction or replacement costs would be impossible. But yeah, that does, you know, that formula is used, but I think sometimes that's the trouble with the city versus a private seller. But when the city is a seller, sometimes they're looking at other factors because, again, I think whether it was, you know, looking at the Civic, what happened with the parking garage, other properties over the years, you know, a lot of times the city lets the buyer really dictate the value rather than what the market or a private seller would otherwise dictate as that value. Same issue with the old police station downtown. Same thing, it was demolished and it was, okay, let's purchase this, but here's how much we'll pay for it, then minus demo costs. And I do start to feel like we're having a bit of a pattern here, whether it be the old police station, whether it be the old parking garage, now maybe the Civic, that city's not maintaining its structures very well. And then the city gets into a pinch. They have deferred maintenance on these structures, and then they are forced to then sell the land off and the structures cheap
at
a much lower price. And how are we benefiting as the public, as citizens?
Yeah.
You know, how is that really helping our public lands to be losing them all at a cheap rate because of a lack of maintenance on the various structures? And yeah, I have brought that issue up on, again, many of these over time. And I think we do need to really look at, you know, in terms of the Civic, the specific plan, they're going to try and do as much engagement as they can. And it is absolutely critical that the public speaks out. The public is there. The public is vocal. We have the public was vocal when this issue first came up. Very vocal. Was at all those meetings. And
I have the feeling that, you know, that's going to happen again. And we need to get in their faces.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, really it comes down to three people.
Yes, it does.
Three people out of this whole community, and that's the city council. And if it's a 3-2 vote, guess what?
Well, to deem that property excess property, to me, that's the most valuable piece of property the city owns.
Yeah.
And you know, if someone were to try and buy that, the price should reflect that.
Well, you know, and yet the city is saying, well, we're getting this plan. We're going to look at the, you know, the update of the plan. And I think everybody agrees we could do some stuff. We should do things down there to enhance our city, to enhance what's going on here in our hometown. On the other hand, does the city have the ability to do that on their own?
You know, everything takes time. This study is going to take a couple of years, but you know, I think back to the Stillwater Business Park. The city did that. It wasn't a private development. The city did that, and yet it took 10 years. And the economy changed in the interim, and then it sat for 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
Now it's pretty well spoken for, but now you stop and think, all right, if Hewlett-Packard or Tesla or somebody wants to come to town, there's no developed land. That's pretty well spoken for. So here we go again.
Here we go again.
And also I think to Julie Dyer's point, as Nick brought up, there's a lot of good things still with that building. Do I think it needs to be demolished immediately? No, but it's really that's really the issue.
They have spent a lot of money, Advanced Reading has, to get that thing back up. So it's very usable.
They have. You look at that area down there, you've got some private landowners on the southern edge along the highway. So you have KRCR, or actually I think it's Sinclair owns that building. Real estate building. Maurice Johansson owns some buildings. So there's some private land.
Yeah, he owns that whole area over there.
Nobody's messing with Turtle Bay. That's sort of even throughout this process was going to be left alone, although it now will be part of the Riverfront specific plan. The Rodeo Association has handled and taken care and maintained that property for, 75 years without needing, direct assistance from the city.
Well, they have never asked. We have never asked for a cent from the city. All of that comes within the Rodeo Association.
Exactly.
Which is the problem now. Unless you get a longer lease, you can't get the money to be able to put in all the neat things and the improvements there, unless you have a long lease, which the city has refused to look at so far.
Yeah, and I think the other part, too, so what it really leaves is the Civic. And the issue is the deferred maintenance on the Civic. And the main issue is heating and air. They're talking, well, it could be, and I've heard different numbers over different stretches of years, how many millions it needs to upgrade air conditioning, other things. But, I've heard $5 million, $10 million, what have you. Well, okay, $5 million. I mean, we're spending $1 million, $1.25 million. The city's spending to do this whole Reading Riverfront specific plan, and we just forgave an REU loan. What the city council did for $3.5 million
after saying they wouldn't
for the soccer park.
After saying they wouldn't, and what happened? Change in the city council.
And I think what you end up with is, hey, there's about $5 million we could have put towards the Civic. And taking care of that, rehabbing that, and keeping that going. But it really does get down to where the city wants to allocate those resources. Are they there? Sure, there's ways to find them. We've seen that.
But where
is it being put? And now we're putting a ton into South City Park. I mean, there's enough money there to take care of the Civic if that were the directive.
Okay, we've got to take a quick break, and we're going to lose Bruce here in a few minutes. But this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, where I'm going down today. I missed yesterday. It is a veteran-owned business. It's local, of course, and it is a barbershop, my friends. It's not a hair salon. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointments. 530-244-9478. Find one that works for you, and it's man's last stronghold. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop, 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 hop. When the hop takes over your commercial, the hop with the hop, 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 hop.
Thank you for calling BNT Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH.
this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at btsatellite.com. Shasta County's only dish premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hey, Redding, what's better than an ooey-gooey cheesy sandwich? How about five different ooey-gooey cheesy sandwiches? Black Bear Diner just launched their limited-time ooey-gooey cheesy choices that'll cover you for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Come on in and try one of those delicious sandwiches today.
Black Bear Diner.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Redding. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Redding. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Redding.
And good morning and welcome back to KTNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM. This is your talk radio. Also on KTNR1460.com, a streaming live. It's 8:35 in the morning and yes, Cool April Nights does kick off today at 3 o'clock down on Market Street. So excited to have the Middletons here from House of Realty and coming up at the 8:45 segment, James Santos is in the house. Thrilled to talk to him about him being in town just this weekend, an upcoming fantastic community huge show that's happening in June, so stay tuned for that coming up here.
So we are with Cameron Middleton, and something like one of our listeners said, are they going to make Placer Street into two lanes?
Not that I am currently aware of, no. That idea has been floated to put it on a road diet, so two...
A road diet, yeah, that was what he said.
Two lanes with a center turn lane, but the current plan that I'm aware of, no, that's not the case. I know it's going to be fully repaved when this project is done, and I'm really hoping that comes sooner rather than later, this Magnolia Sewer project, which is a great project being done by by the city. These are the types of projects we need to be putting our money towards, and it's not sexy, it's not something that makes headlines, and yes, I think I've rattled two or three teeth out of my head driving up and down Placer each day.
I haven't been able to drive down my street undisturbed for... I don't know, 4 months now.
I just got new tires. I need to get probably new shocks. It's coming up soon.
Anyway, our listeners are so well informed. He said it was approved apparently over a year ago by the Planning Commission and the council, according to the guy at the city I spoke with. There was public comment and protocols, but Placer Street is such a major street. How can you make it? Or is it a major street? Maybe it just seems like it's major.
We haven't had that come to the Planning Commission to do a redo of Placer. I that has not come before us, at least in the last few years, since I've been back on the Planning Commission. So though it wouldn't necessarily come before us. The part of it is too, is they did the widening of Placer not that many years ago, up further to the west. So, to reduce it down and do that, I think would be difficult. I know that it's been a concern, and again, going down that road each day, the left-hand turns, right? So you get to the bottom of the hill, people that are coming from west from Placer, and they get down and 7:55 in the morning, somebody decides, hey, I'm going to go down and take a left on Magnolia, right at the base of the hill. So you have traffic that's moving pretty steady. It gets down to the bottom of a hill. When it's wet, it's slick, and that's where you start to get wrecks. So that has been brought up, that is this going to help in terms of people pulling in, also the residences. I don't always believe these road diets are the answer, and have fought a couple of them, and just due to the fact that everybody thinks, oh, once you get that center turn lane, it's just fine, and it can handle a certain capacity of traffic. A lot of times it's up to, you know, 16, 18, 20,000 trips per day. Well, that may be the case, but when you start getting that traffic stacked up behind in a single lane, it really is problematic. And not everybody uses deceleration lanes and left-hand turn lanes the way that they should. I hate when I see it on Eureka Way, if I'm going west on Eureka Way, taking that left on Buenaventura. That decel lane is like a half a mile long, yet you get people that will slow down on a 55 zone to 20, 25 miles an hour, still in the left-hand lane of a state highway, then get into the left-hand turn lane with about 20 feet left, and then go to make their left-hand turn. So it's not necessarily the solution. I will look into that, though, to see if that's the
next
case.
Next month, Free Fire 1, we'll come back and we'll discuss that. Now, what's it look like in the going back to real estate, what's it look like in the market? We've got like 7 minutes.
Yeah, so a few things have happened. We have seen a little bit more of a price decline. So the Q1 numbers, quarter one numbers, end of March, showed the average sales price coming down to about $394,000 for the city of Reading, 01, 02, and 03 zip codes. Our friends at Sprinkle Appraisals, Bob and Tiffany, they put out their report, and so we have seen the prices come down. Average price per foot was at $238 per square foot. So things have come down, and that's about, that's about $50,000 down. So we peaked at about $445 for average price. We're now down to about $395. So you figure that's that's a decent drop. That's about a 10% plus drop in average sales price that's come down. Now, rates have held steady in between 6 and 7. Today, I think the benchmark was 6.67. We're keeping steady, relatively steady on the rates. They're just fluctuating in that range. And there are buyers in some of these sectors. I had a client that lost out, not in a bidding war per se, but there were multiple offers on a house this week. We put in an offer at the beginning of the week. I think it was on Monday, and they didn't get it. And they were within $2,000-$3,000 of list price, out in the vineyards. But clean house, nicely done, well taken care of, in good shape, in a good community. And there were multiple offers, and they were beat out with a very solid offer. So there is competition.
Mm-hmm.
We had another one here just
across the street from us had 5 full-price offers plus the day they opened it.
Yeah.
And it's already in escrow, and it was on the market for –
less than 24 hours.
Something like that.
Well, we had one.
But it was at that price. It was under $400,000. Great looking house, property, everything.
We had one listed for $209,000 over on Shasta Street. So really not too far from you guys at all. And on the other side of Placer. But older house, built in the 30s, cute, but needed work. No question, needed work. And I had an open house, just shy of a month ago. About 3-4 weeks ago, I quit counting after 50 people came through the open house. I bet it was 70-80 people that came through, obviously some neighbors, what have you, but just constant traffic. I had to stay for an extra hour. So I was there for 4 hours, and there was a constant stream of traffic. Yeah, we had, again, multiple offers. We ended up with 4 or 5 offers on it, and we had to put a deadline on the offers. I mean, it didn't last a week. And we had to put a deadline on it, and we got the offers in, and some of them were substantially above list price. So it really does depend, and there are buyers out there. There are, if you're in the right range, the house is in decent shape, you're in the right place, there's potential, and you price it right. I think that's the other part.
That's the big thing, is the price on it. And then, so, because I know that people always want to say that their house is worth more, but well, let's ask this. We can always come down, but then you may, listening to you, and this is that people may not even look at it then because they're savvy.
Right. So this summer, end of the summer, again, our average home price was at 445, 440. Even at the end of what, quarter three? So end of, beginning of October. And it's come down, you know, almost 10, it's come down 10% since then.
Well,
so people that started then, even just, you know, October. So 6 months ago, may have put it on, said, okay, let's keep it high, and then they start to come down a little bit. Well, now it's worth $50,000 less.
Well, because we look at, you know, property. I've watched, I would say probably a good 75% of them have dropped anywhere from 10,000 to 50,000 from the time we started looking at them. So
some have been really substantial.
Substantial.
Yes. And we're going to start to see, I think we're going to start to also see some more foreclosures, which will keep some pressure on it as well. So we'll see how that goes. But, hey, I did want to say before I left, I didn't know it was your last day today, my man. I really, really appreciate it. Good luck to you, and it's an honor to be on your last day.
Hey,
so.
Thank you. You're great.
There's going. Okay, Cameron, thank you so much, and we'll
Thanks,
see you around,
guys.
Man.
Sounds good.
All right, all we'll be right back with James Santos.
I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights day out before.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Don't miss the Sue McClain News Hour from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. and Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, we have Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, the great outdoors, pop culture, and find out what's happening in the North State. From 7 to 10, tune in to Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR's weekend lineup includes The Flatline with Rick Hughes, Poke the Hornet's Nest, Jefferson State of Mind with Terry Raposa and Wynn Carpenter, followed by Sovereign Minds, We the People, and Tokens Radio Show on 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Now's the time to get a great deal on proven Kubota farming equipment. Tractors that are adaptable, versatile, and rated number one in durability and owner experience. Hay tools that are backed by a 2-year warranty. And durable Sidekick utility vehicles and SSV skid steers. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 60 months now through March 31st. Visit KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hot cars
and cool April nights
is back April 21st through the 30th.
It's over a week of classic car fun.
This year's lineup of events is bigger and better than ever, with a drive-in, poker walk, show and shines, cornhole tournament, live entertainment, and more.
Saturday, April 29th is the main event, with over 1,000 classic cars on display. Get your tickets today at any local Napa Auto Parts store.
For more information and a full schedule of events, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
Get your discounted pre-sale tickets to the big show at any local Napa Auto Parts stores. Cool April Nights is back and better than ever. April 21st through 30th, tons of classic cars, live entertainment, cornhole tournament, drive-in movie, and so much more at this year's Cool April Nights. For a full lineup of events, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com. Sponsored in part by Reading Tourism and Marketing Group, Cresco Equipment Rentals, and Lithia Chevrolet.
Well,
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, it's Friday. Tonight, Red Bluff Roundup kicks off. We'll be over there. And also, Cool April Nights starts, and it's going to start at 3 p.m. at the first Show and Shine for Viva Downtown, right down the street from us in the promenade. And then a whole week, 27 Show and Shines.
27. Anyway,
but with us today is...
James Santos, my heart is full. Thank you so much for being here. You've been in town with the master. Well, first of all, hi.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
Thank you.
So how long did you live in Reading?
I grew up here in Reading and, you know, lived here most of my younger days.
And you were talking about that you rode horses.
I did, actually. Uh-huh. I used to go to horse camp every year.
Horse camp.
Horse camp. My parents were both horse riders.
Oh, too. I love it. And so if you are thinking, how come James, no, I'm talking about the James Santos that, you know, grew up in Reading and then went off to New York, and people have followed your career. But what you've always left behind is a super positive feeling. And I know watching your Facebook posts that you've been on such a spiritual journey to just be the best that you can be. And there, I just can't applaud or commend you enough.
No, I really appreciate that. It is definitely a journey in life, professionally and personally.
Professionally and personally. It's hard sometimes to separate the two.
It is, actually. It is. But we are in charge of our day and our place in life and our attitude and how we interact with others. And so I've learned a lot of that over the years.
And this is what makes you such a great teacher / leader. I love the fact that you're coming back to Reading and there's a special event happening in June. And I got this through Tara at a Pilates class. Oh, they may be calling on you for something coming up at the Cascade. And I said, yeah, I'd love to. And the next thing I know, you send me something on Messenger. I'm like, James Santos? Oh, my gosh. So let's talk about what you're doing now at this particular project.
We are super excited. I received a message from Tara Ferris, who's producing the event at the Cascade. It's their first fundraiser ever. And so in June, on June 24th, we are collecting artists who have performed in the shows in the last almost 20 years, because, you know, we are celebrating 20 years of the refurbishment, being the theater being running again.
Unbelievable.
So that's going to be happening next year. But this year we're doing the fundraiser in June, and it's about 60 cast members from over the years of all the shows that have been there. And we picked a selection of music that will have live musicians and some amazing singers on stage, and we're going to go ahead and, like, celebrate the years.
And choreography? I mean, you were here evidently over the weekend doing a master class.
Yes. So I got my little bones up there and threw on some shoes and did a little ditty. So, yeah, we collected some people from the old days dancing, too, and so we are hopefully going to have some dance that evening also.
Oh, I'm sure you will. It'll be fantastic. And then, of course, your choreography, which will be fantastic. Now, let's talk a little bit about that. You're in Vegas. You've been working on some of these Cirque du Soleil. You went to Europe for a while. And so we're talking about the real deal here, folks, about where James has left, went to Broadway, went to New York, traveled in the entertainment field, making a living in the entertainment field. We don't have a lot of that we talk about here on the station.
Mm-hmm.
So you're in Vegas. You just tied up a show, maybe going back to that again. That was through the production company of Cirque du Soleil.
That actually it's actually called Enchant. Yeah, it's a different company, but it was a really great experience. And so I'll probably go back there this winter with them at the Las Vegas ballpark, actually.
Is it the same kind of theme when I say Cirque du Soleil? Is it the same?
Yeah, so Cirque du Soleil is more of like a presentation with artists and acrobats, whereas this is more of an experience for the public that comes through and does a light maze, and there's markets and experience like that. So that's it's a little different for me in the event industry.
Well,
but
absolutely.
I get to
but
go
it's
home
still entertainment.
Every night.
Yeah, yeah, you get to come back. Okay, that I like that. So you have a home life. You can hike in the morning.
Yeah, I think too, like after years of, you know, in entertainment, we're continually, I think we all do this, but we're reinventing ourselves as we go. And as we get older, we're like, how do we preserve our own life?
Exactly.
And how do we keep ourselves happy?
And that is you're the teacher for us in that, I think, in that realm. And that's the most important thing, is health, happiness, positivity and what are you doing to build a better world.
That's right.
So this particular show coming up, I just went online. It's called Encore.
Mm-hmm.
I'm blessed and privileged to be have been asked to be part of this cast. You came in earlier with Nick. Nick, hi. Okay, so Nick is here. What a just a great support, and yeah, that's beautiful going on there. So,
well, we're really, I mean, you might say you feel privileged, but we are privileged to have you part of the show, and getting you to be up on stage singing and sharing with the audience and the town here is going to be something super special.
Now, and one of the numbers that you've asked to talk about earlier is something I just, it's odd because I was watching Women of Broadway. And there is a song that I was really captivated by. When you said that today, I just went, you know. So I just great. And it's great to be able to be of the mindset that you want to be under the direction. You want to be in a group. Because I've been so producing my own shows for so long. It's so nice to say, please just tell me what to do. And why. Let me just bring my game as best as I can and maybe – your game gets better because of the fact that you're being pliable and let somebody else help bring out something in you. That's a gift.
That's very true. Being vulnerable in that space is really important for our growth, don't you think?
And Carl, you had something you were going to...
Well, I was just going to say is this is a fundraiser, the first one, mm-hmm. Cascade Theater. As you know, Cascade Theater got hammered during COVID, as did many of our theater venues. It is an icon of this community. It is, it provides so many different offerings to our community.
Mm-hmm.
And here's our chance for community to come back, fill that place up one night, June 24th. And how many people are we talking about here that's going to be like, I mean, this is like a, I mean, it's a solid week of rehearsals here. So how many people are we talking to?
Well, we've had an amazing response from past performers, and I encourage anyone out there who hasn't heard from us to reach out, because there's people everywhere around the country now and world. So we've had about probably 60 performers right now that will be part of that production that night. There'll be a silent auction. There'll be great costume features. But also, we on stage will also be sharing that week together, sharing stories, and we're going to bring those to life on stage. Oh. And it's going to be really special. It's like a class reunion.
Right. And so I would say for our listeners to go to cascadetheater.org, and the tickets are on sale. If you're a sponsor, you can get like a chunk of like a row. They're going to go fast. I think what's going to happen here is within probably 10, I have to get through this Cool April Nights thing or whatever, people are what? Going to be sold out. So I'm telling you now, we are making this announcement today on our show that this is going to launch. It's a one night only. CascadeTheater.org. Get your tickets.
Yeah, you can start buying your tickets now.
Yeah, they're on sale.
You might want to do right that because there's only 900 and something seats there. And I just have a feeling that this place is going to be standing room only.
And if you have a business for like, there's $5,000 sponsorships where you get all this swag and seats and you want to be part of really having the Cascade Theater stay alive. It's struggling. It has struggled. But we all know, I mean, we were here, James. I remember laying on the back of the scaffolding and when they were putting the gold stuff on there.
Yep, I remember the hard hat party originally.
Yes.
And you know, this that night too, is all the refreshments are included in your ticket, so everyone can enjoy.
Nathan, we're going to go over into the 9 o'clock hour here, so I just want to warn you about that. You knew that. So we're not worried about that because it's really important we get the information out. James is only going to be here today or this week, and he's out of here until he comes back for the show. Now, what will people see? I mean, what's your vision for this, James? Because you've got great vision. So what do you envision for this night?
I mean, for me, vision always starts with a feeling. So I think I've started with that, whereas I want people to feel like it's home for them, and I want them to be touched emotionally by the people that are on stage. Also, the quality of performance I want them to enjoy. I want it to be, you know, clean and awesome. But at the same time, there might be times in the show when it won't be perfect, and we're going to play on that. We're going to enjoy those moments of of people's, you know, imperfections and the theater's, you know, what it has to give to people is an experience of real life. So that's
in the moment, the breath of the moment, and I always think that some of the beauty happens in mistakes.
Well,
there's a grace in that.
Are you going to ask me to dance? Then we can put all of those.
Aisle.
We can put all of those mistakes in a 2 minute dance. I can do.
Well, there, I will tell you a couple things. There's live music. It's live music. Yeah. Obviously, live singing.
Sure.
But there's also probably going to be some, you know, audience participation.
Oh.
For those who are, you know, ready to do it.
Okay.
So, I mean, we've got a great music director, Lizzie Stocks, and we've got the producer, Tara Ferris. We've got some really great people in the community that are supporting this event and ready to do everything they can to make the night fun. So.
And the one and only director of the night will be our very
That's
own
really cool
James
that
Santos.
Back, James.
Yes.
Yeah.
I always come back. Seems like I always come back
you
to
do.
This place. I love Reading. I love it.
Well, you have roots.
I do.
And, you know, you can't ever forget your roots, no matter what. You can travel around the world.
Which
and
you
still
have.
Remember the smells, the feeling, the place. Yeah.
Okay, so this is going to be June 24th.
Thank you so much for being with us.
One night only.
June 24th. Go online right now and get your tickets before it sells out.
And we know how Reading is at last minute, you know, sells, but if you wait to that last week, I got a feeling you're just going to be standing on the outside waving.